So tell us about the Gaiataku fish painting class.
It's fabulous. It's one of, I literally went to Japan and taught a class in it, and the Japanese are the people that invented it. So I'm not a little egocentric, but I'm pretty good at it. I use live, or not live fish. I use dead fish, but I use real fish. And you literally paint the fish. So it's almost like having your palette right under you. And you paint the fish, put whatever colors you want. You know, you try to keep the paint fairly thin. And then we're going to print on cloth and t-shirts. And once you've done your painting, you have to work fairly quickly so it doesn't dry. You lay your t-shirt on top of it, and then you just gently pat the fish. You don't want to squeeze the fish because that would be a mess. You just pat it to transfer the color from the fish to the t-shirt, and then lift it up, and you get the entire fish pattern. You get the pattern from the scales, the tail, the all the fins, the eye. It's so amazing and fun. Everybody, you never lift a t-shirt off or a piece of cloth off without the whole crowd going, you know, because it's just amazing. It's really, really cool. And for me as a printmaker, I'm a printmaker and a painter by trade. And I just love printmaking. There are a lot of variables in it, and it's never perfect, but it's always amazing. So I'm excited to do it again this year. It's going to be fun.
And can you tell us, you told me a little bit about the history of it in Japan, how it came about.
I know it came about because the fishermen of Japan wanted to register. They wanted to log in what they had caught, and they didn't have cameras back in the day, and they had, you know, they had ink, but then they'd have to have an artist, you know, draw the fish and describe, you know, and describe its weight and all those things while on board a boat, which is kind of tricky when you're using, you know, like nib pens and India ink. And I think it probably happened accidentally, but they started just inking these fish and using rice paper on them, and then pulling the image off. And that way they could keep the actual size of the fish. They could record everything that they caught. So it was a pretty interesting, viable way to keep records at the time.
Very interesting. And now it's coming to Batesville, Indiana for the Bacon Blues and Brew Music and Art Festival, August 26th, 27th, and 28th. Carol, I can't wait to see your smiling face and see all your artwork, and glad to have you. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
No, I just hope everybody comes out and says hi. It's going to be a fun weekend.